Good morning. Right after the baptism of Jesus in the river Jordan, he was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. The devil was waiting for an opportune time. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the desert fasting and praying. The right time to tempt when he was at his weakest moment. Jesus was tempted in all the ways, but he did not sin. He resisted the temptations and became a model for us human beings who follow him today. Jesus was fully human, just as we are. And therefore, in his human weakness, he was tempted by the devil. He was tempted by the bodily desires. He was tempted by power. The desire for power, name, fame, and glory in the world. He was tempted by the desire to amaze others, like a magician performing miracles and, you know, wonders. But Jesus resisted them all, overcame the temptations. In the desert, Jesus had a choice. He had a choice either to submit to the temptations of the devil or to resist the temptations and obey his Father's will. And Jesus chose to resist the temptations and obey his Father's will. It wasn't easy for him. That was a hard thing to do. Obeying our Father's will, God's will in our life, entails lot of sacrifices. And that is what Jesus chose to do. Every day in our life, we are exposed to temptations of one kind or the other. Every day we are also exposed to make a choice in our life. Choose to do good or to do evil. The choice is ours. And God does not interfere in our freedom of choice. If we choose to do good, we will enjoy the result of it, the fruit of it in our life. Whereas if we choose to do evil, we will have to bear the consequences. And that's what is happening in the world today. There are so many temptations out there. Everyone is being tempted every day by the devil. Remember at the end of the gospel today we heard, devil left Jesus for another opportune time. He wasn't done with Jesus in the desert. He came back. At the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was tempted again by the devil. He told Jesus to give up the cross. That was a great temptation for Jesus, to give up the agony and the cross, the passion. But he did not. On the cross, Jesus was tempted again. If you are the Son of Man, come down. Save yourself and others. That was the last temptation that Jesus faced on the cross. But he resisted it. Every day we are, you and I, we are exposed to various temptations. Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Aren't you happy that today is this Sunday? We are celebrating the day of love. Yes, the day of hearts. Oh, you see so many hearts everywhere today, right? It's a celebration of love of two hearts coming together in marital union, for example. You know, today is the World Day of Marriage. Celebrate married life, which is a union of love between two individuals, one man and one woman, united out of love into that bond, into that sacramental union forever. That is marriage. Without love, there is no true marriage taking place. It is love that binds us together. God's love for the human beings is reflected in marital love, in marital union. Yes. There is so much of temptation today in the world for the married couples and for the families, which are destroying the relationship of couples, parents, children, and the family. The devil is tempting and he is attacking the family. There is a warfare going on. You know, last Friday, the men of faith of our parish community, the new ministry that we began a few months ago, it's going so wonderfully well. Nearly 100 men come together every Friday at 5:45 in the morning. They come together to study, to reflect, to pray together, and to share. Great! And men are loving it. I tell you, women. Men are loving it. And they are into some serious topics. They are studying serious topics. Like, for example, last Friday, we discussed on the topic of the evil of pornography. What pornography is doing to each individual, to every family today, is destroying the family life, destroying marital relationships, because it takes them away from their love for each other. Because of the selfishness that is involved, self-gratification. As a result of secondary concupiscence, the devil is trying to tempt everyone and make them to believe that it is okay. There is no sin involved in that. But I tell you, children and adults are exposed so much of this evil of pornography today throughout the world. And it is so much easily available everywhere. In the households, in your hand tape, on the cell phones, everywhere. It's been spreading like evil, wildfire. It is destroying relationships. So many marriages break up because of that, as a consequence of this evil. Relationships are broken. Parents-children relationships are affected. Children's lives are destroyed because of this evil. Yes, the devil is trying to convince us that it is okay. There is no sin in this. That is the most cunning part of the devil. He is so clever. He will make you believe that it is okay, it is normal. That is one of the evils that we need to resist and fight seriously to save the humanity from this danger of destruction and alienation. The choice that we make can either bring us together, strengthen our relationship as couples, as parents and children, or it can also alienate you, separate you. The choice is yours. The choice is ours. What do we choose? Goodness or evil? The devil is still trying to tempt us. He hasn't done with us yet. Still prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, as St. Peter says in his letter. Devil, the enemy. We have to stand up to him strong in faith. That's why this beautiful season of Lent is given to us once again, brothers and sisters, for an interior examination of ourselves and see which areas we are being tempted by the devil, which takes us away from our love relationship with one another, which alienates us from our love for God. Yeah, sometimes devil tells us, it's okay not to go to church at all. You spend your time in something else. It's okay not to have faith at all. The devil is trying to convince you that these are not important. And many are becoming victims of that today. It's time for us to stand up against the evil influences of our secular society, which is promoting all these. We have to say no to all this. Stand up, resist this temptation, and live our Christian faith and values as taught by Jesus Christ. We have to be living witnesses of the gospel values. As Catholic Christians, let us do so with courage and conviction. Let's say no to these choices of evil and choose life in all its forms. Say no to all kinds of evils, temptations that are present. Resist them with the power of the Holy Spirit as Jesus did. This season of Lent, let us make that resolve to defeat the works of evil in our society, in our families, and in our own hearts, and be true living witnesses of the gospel by our lives. Amen.